Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant this evening. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild breeze, while Jerusalem cools down after a warm day. In Haifa, the night is clear and inviting for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that scenarios drawing Israel into a war with Iran are under discussion. This comes as Trump threatens unprecedented attacks and Western intelligence warns of potential strikes on Israel by Tehran. Also, Israel Hayom reports that IDF forces are operating in Samaria villages after two recent attacks. These operations follow incidents involving an Israeli civilian and an IDF soldier. Also this hour, JNS informs us that Washington has sanctioned an Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood official linked to Hamas. The sanctions target those supporting Hamas through charities and financial networks. Separately, I-24 News says the U.S. Treasury has sanctioned senior Muslim Brotherhood members and Hamas financial networks. And finally, Ynet reports on a scenario involving potential conflicts with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24, a European news account, posted just minutes ago about two French embassy employees detained and harassed in Tehran. The French foreign minister confirmed their release and returned to France. Eyal Yacobi, an Israeli commentator, wrote just now, expressing frustration and asking, "What is happening?" Belaz News reported 20 minutes ago that two Jewish men were stabbed on Manhattan's Upper West Side. The attacks appear unprovoked, and both victims are expected to recover. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the report from Ynet, Israel is preparing for various scenarios involving Iran as tensions escalate with potential military action. The situation remains fluid, with significant diplomatic and security implications for the region. Turning to the IDF operations in Samaria, as reported by Israel Hayom, the army's presence aims to prevent further violence following recent attacks. These measures underscore the ongoing security challenges in the area. Meanwhile, JNS reports on U.S. sanctions targeting individuals aiding Hamas. This move highlights Washington's commitment to curtailing financial support for terrorist activities. The sanctions could strain U.S. relations with Egypt, given the involvement of a Muslim Brotherhood official. Linking to this, I-24 News details the broader U.S. Treasury actions against Hamas networks. This coordinated effort aims to disrupt financial channels that sustain militant operations against Israel. The implications of these developments could significantly affect regional stability and international diplomatic dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEX suggests Tesla and SpaceX may merge, based on Elon Musk's recent comments. This potential merger could revolutionize sectors like AI and engineering. Separately, Globes highlights the issues with Israeli bus companies. Poor enforcement leads to inefficiencies, impacting commuters' experiences across the country. And finally, Ynet Business reports on the dismissal of a senior tax authority official over misconduct. This incident raises questions about accountability within Israel's public sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.